Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, was sagt das Klein, Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav. Hakonim hayoitzim in Aris. The poles, or my wooden poles, that are protruding out from the Aris, because they're too long. So I have like a platform laying on these two poles, and the vine that's growing behind it, I tackle lean the branches on it. And these two poles, they're holding up this platform. It's resting on these two poles that are connected to an upright pole. So I have two upright poles, two like flat poles coming out of it. I have a platform that I put down on these two poles. But my two poles that are going in the air, they're longer than the platform. My platform isn't that wide. V'chasalein lepaskan. For whatever reason, he doesn't want to cut it. Maybe he thinks if he cuts it, he's going to ruin it. There'll be too little left to work with. So there's no way that he's thinking, oh, I'd love for my vines to continue on, the branches of my vines to continue growing on these poles. No. He doesn't even want the part of the poles that stick out. He just doesn't want to cut it. Because then he's going to ruin the pole. It won't be long enough for different things. Zakta Mishnah Kenegdan, underneath these poles, there's no platform there. But we still have the underneath the poles. Mutter, you can plant over there. This does not have the din of the extra part of the afifiores that we spoke about earlier. Remember we said if you have a canopy on top, even the part that if I would look up underneath the canopy, I don't see any branches from vines. I still can't plant there. You could plant under these poles that stick out. But Imma saw it, if he made them, or what it means actually, he's leaving them there. She is thinking, oh, be nice if the branch continues up on this, continues to grow to the side along these poles, then also, then you can't plant underneath them. Then it does have a din of the extra part of the afifores where we said you can't plant underneath it. So once again, if you don't have a picture, I'm trying to think of a good mashal. Imagine you have like an awning in front of your bunk in camp. But part of the awning is missing. There are two poles that come out of the building. The awning used to be on top of the poles. Now part of the awning is missing. So I see two poles along the sides coming out of my building. An awning stretches alongside some of it, but some of the poles stick out and there's no awning there. Now imagine somehow there's a vine growing behind us. And I lay the vine down on the part that still covers the two poles. There's a little bit of a platform there that covers the two poles. What's with the rest of the poles that stick out and there's no platform there anymore toward the outside? So if it's not my intention over here that the vine should continue to grow, the branches should continue to grow there, it's just that I don't want to cut it for whatever reason, you can plant underneath it. If I am thinking about the branches continuing along, even past the platform on these two poles, then you can't plant underneath the poles.